Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 14th of April. Starting with Anemoy, which I've tried to avoid in the recent past just because it looked so illiquid, but it looks as though in the last week or so we've got these proper solid, consecutive solid green candles on the daily chart. Broken a line of resistance there from the end of January around the 4.2 pence level, and headed higher within a rising trend channel. The top of the channel they're currently forecasting or predicting a target as high as 15 pence as soon as the end of next month, and that target batted at least while we hold above the 6 pence area, which is, I suppose, the end of day close support, or old resistance now, new support for the share. So above 6, looking for 15, and really only back below the 4.2 level, and that broken resistance line from January really questioning the upside scenario. Next up, a stock which has been a rather difficult customer in the recent past, breaking the pattern of bullish stocks in most areas. Here we've got Asia Met Resources, the rather horrible decline from the December peak. Current situation is that it looks as though the shares are trying to break neckline resistance. March resistance there around 2.6 pence, so really looking for a weekly close above 2.6 for a potential move up to the 200-day moving average at 3.25. If you are an aggressive fan of the shares, which there might be one or two left, I suppose, at least while we're above the 50-day moving average at 2.3 pence, we've got a potential recovery situation on our hands, especially while the RSI remains above neutral 50 at 56. That is indicative of a bull trend or a new bull trend for a stock or market. Always good to see a stock which the bears have been throwing stones at, continuing to rally, and that's the situation that we've had at Audio Boom over the recent, 2 or 3 months, I suppose. The bears not realizing that the pandemic has been a real boom for podcasters everywhere, and that's obviously what Audio Boom does. Current situation is that we've hit a previous £7 zone target, and looking to see where the shares will go next, at least while we're above that broken September resistance line projection target level of £7. We're looking towards a December resistance line projection target as high as £9 as soon as the end of next month, after the shares have maybe cooled down a bit. The bull argument at least valid while we hold above the 608 March peak that we had. So that is the stop loss, I suppose, but ideally there's no sustained price action back below £7 ahead of a £9 target. Moving on to Clear Leisure, which had a few sparky days earlier in the year. Just good to catch up on it now. Just it's toying with that neckline resistance from the middle of March around 3 pence. So looking for an end of day or a weekly close above 3 pence to open up the prospect of a fresh leg to the upside. Not only retesting March resistance around 4.5 pence, but also hitting the top of a rising trend channel from February as high as 7 pence, and that would be 4 to 6 weeks after any clearance of the 3 pence level. So looking pretty strong at Clear Leisure. Only back below the 50-day moving average in the floor of the channel at 2.1 pence, really questioning the ongoing bull argument for the shares. Moving on to DevClever, which had its big news this week, and sort of catch up on it again, given the way that there aren't that many bullish situations around at the moment. Consolidation at the moment between 35 and 40 pence, and really looking for a weekly close through 40 to give us a target at the top of the rising trend channel from late November, as high as 52 pence as soon as the end of next month. But while we're above the 34, 35 pence level, looking for 50 pence plus on DevClever. Stock which has managed to surprise even the cynics, perhaps even myself, has been a live company, but I suppose we are in that kind of stage in the cycle now. We've broken the resistance from February at 6 pence, and while we're above that, looking to the top of a broadening triangle on the daily chart from November as high as 15 pence by the end of next month. The big plus point, I suppose, today is that we managed to clear the 200-day moving average at 7 pence without incident, so looking pretty impressive to do that on the first attempt. So let's see if Live Company manages to get away with that. The other point to note here is that the top of the gap down was at 7.3 pence in December, So an end of day close above that would be the bulletin board heroes style bi-signal target, or it's a bi-signal rather, to get us to 15 pence all the more quickly on live company. Let's see if that works. Stock which has, which is clearly not the most liquid in town, is coming up next. Phoenix Global Resources, but as I said, it's a bit of a thin day, so sort of not scraping the barrel, but you know what I mean. Here we've had a gap through the 200-day moving average at 6.62 pence, and the longer we stay above the 200-day line, the greater the chance of a move towards 12 pence as soon as the end of next month. Gaps through the resistance and also through the 200-day line tend to be reasonably reliable buy signals, especially if we could make a break today's high early in tomorrow's session. On to a stock which is sort of the punter's favorite, Rambler Metals. Churn famously over now. We have had it mentioned in the Sunday roast a couple of times in a couple of weeks, I think in the last few weeks. Here we've got a situation where we've broken that February peak at 0.41, and the longer we stay above that, the greater the chance of a move towards the top of the rising trend channel from October at 0.7 pence. Sounds rather ambitious, but that seems to be what we've got here on the daily chart at the moment. So I suppose one could be more cautious and say 0.5 is a target, but does that rising trend channel from October does seem to fit the chart very well. And we also have the 200-day line at 0.59, so that does suggest that we can get more than just 0.5 over the near term. Moving along to a stock which has really performed well since the autumn and was tracked here quite early when it was still below a penny. I think the sort of 0.8, 0.9 pence was the buying zone, technical buying zone, when we spiked through that area in December. Since then, we've had gaps to the upside. We had one there in February, so it showed that there was momentum there. And the view is that while we are, we're going to end of day close above the old March peak at 2.4 pence, which was our previous target, we could hit as high as 3.5 pence as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, only really well below 2 pence and the floor of the channel from January really delaying the upside scenario. Moving along to a stock which, again, is one that the punters have been willing to go higher. It's taken a bit of time. Serenus should have broken out, I suppose, in January, February, but instead we've had a consolidation. The range of in recent past been sort of around the 3 pence area. What we'd like to see, I suppose, is a weekly close above the 50-day moving average at 3.25 pence, or a clean break of that February resistance line around 3.6 pence. If we can get that, the prize is a move towards that November resistance line projection as high as 6.5 pence in the month or two following any sustained break of the 3.5 pence plus area. So let's see how Serenus does there. Just a couple of stocks to go now. First one is Sosandar, and surprisingly strong here on this particular chart. I missed the gap to the upside through resistance early last month. That was around the 18 pence area. That gap never filled, and we've actually then gone on and broken the old resistance from December at 21 pence. Above 21 pence, looking for a pretty high target here, maybe up to 40 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. So maybe by the end of June or earlier, up to 40 pence plus for Sosandar. So looking like quite a decent recovery situation after the unfilled gap to the upside, which is a pretty good sign of a stock which is in recovery mode. I think we had one of those in July as well, so that wasn't too bad either. Finishing off with a favorite of, I suppose, all retail investors, or many retail investors, one way or the other, Supply Me Capital. Here we had the break of the 200-day moving average. We've had one in the beginning of the month, and we had another one yesterday, I suppose the day before as well. But we've had a key, what looks like a burgeoning key reversal to the upside. End of day close about 0.39 would be useful this week to give us a potential of the shares then just trading within the 0.3 to 0.7 range one more time. And maybe that will be the most likely scenario for the stock. It's also around 0.32 that we have the floor of the rising trend channel from August, and above that, looking at a best case scenario target as high as 0.8. But it looks like range trading for Supply Me Capital at the moment. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.